How to create a sales ladder and make it easier to win and retain clients. Hi, I'm Jackie Jarvis. I'm the author of Quick Wins in Sales and Marketing. I'm a business mentor and I'm also a sales process and relationship building expert. I want to share with you today Quick Win number 7 from my book. If you apply this quick win, it will not only save you thousands in the time and effort spent getting commitment from prospects, but will ensure you keep them engaged for the long term. Quick win number 7, build a sales ladder and sell up. Taking one small step at a time makes the climb to the top far easier. A sales ladder is a series of steps created to enable your customer to buy from you comfortably and easily. The easy steps enable you to build trust with your customer and to gradually encourage them to buy more from you. It is a way of presenting what you are offering in stages, in order to help your customer engage with you at a pace and a price that's right for them. Quick questions. What steps does a customer need to take to engage with and buy from you? Do you have an easy first engagement step? Quick win. Your sales ladder should be something like this. First free step. Your sales ladder starts with an easy free step to build trust in the relationship. This could be anything from a review of an element of your potential customer's business to a health check or a brainstorming session. This first free step is also your first opportunity to have a sales conversation. During this conversation, you will have the opportunity to understand your customer's needs or your client's needs, and to help educate them to make an informed decision about taking the next step up your sales ladder. Initial piece of paid work. The second rung of your ladder should be a piece of paid work in order to prepare your customer for the next stage of the process. It could be a discovery workshop to enable a full scoping of a bigger project, a fuller review of needs, or a plan of action to solve a particular problem. This initial piece of paid work is your customer's first commitment. From this, you can prove your value and build more trust. Longer term retainer or full project. The next rung of your ladder involves commitment to a longer term plan. It could be an ongoing retainer for a certain number of days per month, a full project implementation, or a complete package of client services. Additional value added services. Further rungs up the ladder may involve adding additional services such as a maintenance or service contract or a pay-as-you-go package that the customer only has access to after making a long-term commitment. Top price, top value. At the top of your sales ladder is your Rolls-Royce offering. This is your best offering, your top price and top value package. Add in as much additional value as you can. This level might involve some personal time with you as the director of the company. This offering can be aimed at customers who want to take the fast track. They have the budget and want the benefits now, jumping straight from the first rung of the sales ladder. Design your own sales ladder. Take the sales ladder concept and design one specifically to suit your business. You may have the lower priced option, which requires commitment from the customer over a longer period of time, or a higher priced option for a shorter term commitment. Give your customers a choice. Sell up and sell more. To be able to sell up, getting your customers to purchase services from higher up the sales ladder, and therefore selling more to your customers, you need to have worked through how your offering is structured and what you want your customer to buy from you, and at what stage in the buying process it will be offered. Some quick successes. A CRM company delivers an initial education workshop as a first free step on their sales ladder. This leads to step two, which is a paid-for discovery workshop to scope out the project more fully. Step three is full commitment to the project implementation, and step four is a series of training workshops to enable the team and the company to get the best out of their CRM system. A PR and social media company delivers an initial free consultation to establish their client's social media and PR goals. During this time, they educate the customer about what can be achieved with the right strategy. The next rung of the ladder is an initial commitment to a bespoke strategy planning session and a 3-month implementation plan. This then moves on to a longer-term retainer with built-in monthly reviews. They also have a Rolls-Royce offering that incorporates consultancy from the top creative director in the company. Another example, a cash and credit control company delivers a confidential cash flow health check as their first free step. This leads to a quick win piece of work to secure the outstanding debts, and then on to a paid piece of work to set up systems and management reporting procedures and to train the team. The fourth rung of the ladder is a retained monthly meeting to deliver management information and provide consultancy services. The Rolls-Royce offering is the complete outsourced service. So some quick actions for you. Think about designing your own sales ladder. What levels would you put in it? Create a Rolls-Royce package at the top price, adding in as much highly perceived value as you can. And then just go out there and ask more customers to climb up the ladder, fine-tuning as you go. If you want some help creating an effective sales ladder for your business, please contact me at jackie@heart-of-business.co.uk. Or if you wish to get a copy of my Quick Wins in Sales and Marketing, you can either go to Amazon and type in Quick Wins in Sales and Marketing or my name, Jackie Jarvis, or you can get a personally signed one from my personal website at www.jackiejarvis.co.uk. I hope you enjoyed this audio and good luck with your sales ladder.